As you know, and as you've been hearing about in the news, the Toronto District School Board held public hearings last night to get some ideas on how to solve the issues plaguing it. It has been, to say the least, a difficult time for the TDSB. A scathing report from consultant Margaret Wilson described a lot of dysfunction, a culture of fear, and more at the TDSB. Liz Sandals, the Minister of Education, has ordered the board to fix things by early February. Last night, parents had their chance to speak up about what they see as going right and going wrong with the Toronto District School Board.
My name is Wynne Hartvigson, and I am the proud parent of a thriving Grade 5 TDSB student in Ward 7. I'd like to start my remarks by saying I have rarely been as angered by a government report as I have by this one, by Ms. Wilson's report. And I'm not angry about the allegations and the interpersonal dramas it's detailing. I am very angry about the slant of this report and its basic conclusion that democratic control of the TDSB should be dramatically curtailed because of the bad behavior of a few. Ms. Wilson's report basically, for me, raises the question of who should run this board, the trustees or senior staff, and comes down clearly on the side of senior staff and on the side of the provincial government, whose consistent and continuing underfunding of school boards, particularly in the area of capital repairs, has caused many of the problems in the first place. In my opinion, the answer to the question of who runs this board is crystal clear. We do. The public board supporting citizens of Toronto run this board. The short-sighted and frankly corporate attitude of Ms. Wilson's report, the idea that we should standardize our school design, right-size our school stock, and have board members who don't advocate for the citizens they represent, is absolutely the wrong direction to go. Trustees should resist it at all cost, and frankly, you should live up to the TDSB's proud history of resisting when the provincial government comes knocking with demands to cut our schools and curb local democracy.